are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Hey, everybody out there in Serious Growth Wonderland. How you guys doing today? I'm doing pretty damn good. I will say this, though, and I've said it like all along throughout these podcasts. Sometimes it's worse, sometimes it's better. I'm bothered by a lot of stuff, but it keeps me coming back. First, I have a whole bunch of things here on my desk, like notes that you guys can't see that I'm going to see if I can talk about today. Stuff that just came to my mind. One of the things is, you know, years ago, I wrote this a book called Exposing Fake Trainers. And the reason why I wrote that, it's kind of obvious, but the reason why I wrote that was because my thought was it could be used as a tool to help protect unsuspecting consumers, because they don't really know when they go to a personal trainer. As a consumer, sometimes with me, I'm putting my hands, like I just put my hands in some experts to buy a house in Italy. Hell, I don't know. I mean, I ask the kind of questions I think I should ask, but you know, at the end of the day, the point that I'm making here is I'm having to rely on that person that's the expert in that field, especially from afar. So with clients coming to these trainers, you know, my idea was just to give them a tool that they can use. This exposing fake trainers, or I like to take it a step even further, is exposing fake experts, kind of one of the same in some ways, but it's a tool to use, because let me tell you something, you know, the industry is loaded with all kinds of trainers and fake experts and all that kind of stuff. So I want to keep making sure that for those of you that are listening, that there's a tool, this tool, Exposing Fake Trainers, will be a great tool for you if you want to gather more knowledge. You know, the book is really loaded with talking about a lot of the stuff that's just not mainstream in the industry, because most people don't understand, you know, what's really going on in the world of personal training. They just sort of gloss over that. And that's the reason why it's important to, if you're getting with a trainer, make sure that they are a student of the game. And it's the book will help you ask the right kind of questions. Speaking of that, not too long ago, I had a conversation with somebody that is a trainer. I love talking to these people. And one of the questions that I asked them, and this should be the one question that if you are enlisting a trainer, or if you are taking people's advice, if they're guiding you that way, is what's your USP? And for those of you out there that don't know what exactly that means, it means what is your unique selling proposition, selling point as an expert, as a trainer? You know, there's all kinds of people out there. That's what you have to really understand. There's so many people out there. You know, when I was coming through in 82, there were a lot of people out there, but nothing like now when you have social media the way it is. So this makes it even a more important question to ask if you're talking with a trainer. So I always like to ask, you know, because, you know, when I bring people on, look, we're all to a degree, and I'm that way too, and I have been in the past when I was younger and dumber, is we think that we have all the information that's the next best thing since sliced bread. And so it's not uncommon, and that's okay. That's a part of the process of evolving and really becoming a master in your field, because I think that we should use these different distinctions between people that are, you know, experts versus people that are masters, because masters take it to a whole new level. Robbie Robinson, people like that. That's the shit right there, man. But I asked this person, they're a trainer. I said, well, what is your unique selling proposition? And they looked at me like they didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, what makes you unique? I mean, there's a personal trainer on every corner. Why am I going to come give you money, especially a lot of money in some cases? So what is your unique selling point? It's okay to say that you have the next best thing and you have the next best training and this, that, and the other. And their answer was,
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you big beyond belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
My customer care. Well, that's okay. And for maybe that's going to work for somebody, like I said, a consumer that's coming in and, you know, working with that trainer. I mean, they elaborated on that customer care, but what they didn't do was they didn't tell me exactly what was unique about their training system, about their supplements, other than the fact that they used the supplements. But they really couldn't tell me what was really unique about that. Because you know what? As it relates to training programs and supplements, I will tell you, as someone who's talking straight to you, most training systems don't work, especially to the degree that they are being professed to work. They don't. Either do supplements. Most of them will always disappoint you. I mean, number one, not every supplement that you take, to be fair, you're going to feel. That's not how it works. There are ways to determine lab work, for example, but if you're just taking a supplement, a lot of times you're not going to feel protein, except for the fact that when you take protein, when you first start taking protein, sometimes it upsets your stomach and you'll have, you know, diarrhea for a couple of days, and then your body will adapt to that. I mean, but you know, that's not the kind of, you don't want it to work that way. But to actually feel it, a lot of times you don't feel certain supplements. And so that's a problem. But for someone who's in it at a level where you're a student of the game, I've talked about that before, because that's huge. And knowing this stuff to the nth degree, that changes the game, because you can express what you might be, you know, how that particular supplement may work for you. But just simply saying, well, I take my own supplements and I know they work, that's crap. And you know, anybody that's going to somebody that's not giving you specific terms as to what makes them unique, that's a huge flag. I mean, what I don't want you to do is get caught up emotionally. You know, when you're wanting to get in shape, the emotions that you're building up because in anticipation, is your emotions sometimes gets in the way and you end up making some really bad choices because of that. So I want to caution you that, you know, look, I like it when my clients are emotional about wanting to get in shape, but from a client standpoint, keep your emotions in check. And hopefully you go in with some very specific questions to them. So if you're putting me on your supplements, what can I expect? If you're putting me on your nutrition program, what can I expect from your nutrition? How many pounds of weight am I going to be losing? If it's more than 2 pounds, I would, again, that's, unless you're doing some real specific stuff for bodybuilding where you have to push the body a little bit harder, but they need to be able to tell you in layman terms so you can understand that, what makes them unique. And I'll tell you something else. If a trainer's not willing to back up their program with a money back guarantee, as far as I'm concerned, you should be running for the hills, because they don't really believe in their product, or perhaps they just don't have enough experience and enough information to believe in that. I've always been a believer, and I've always given money back guarantees to people with the idea and the customer coming on or the client coming on, they know that they have to be a part of their program. It's not just a money back guarantee. You have to be, as a client, you have to be a part of that. So I'm going to tell you as your trainer, not necessarily what you want to hear just to get your sale. I'm going to tell you what to really expect. And the problem in the industry, as far as I'm concerned, is too many people are just selling the dream, which is important. In other words, what you're going to end up looking at, they sell the dream and they sell the shiny object, which it's a smart thing to do if you're that person that's trying to get money out of that client, because they're immediately engaging emotion. That's what I'm talking about. But you know, my philosophy and the way that I go about this stuff is I let you know, I give you the true talk. Yeah, you're going to get some remarkable results, but make no mistake, you're going to have to put work into it, especially on the front end, because the front end is where the foundation is built. And that takes a while. That takes a process. And if you can't really, as a trainer, make that person understand that they're going to have to put a certain amount of time in, because people fail all the time. And they fail for the reasons because they are always looking at the end goal and the
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.